Top stories from ABC News. The fate of around 200 Tamil asylum seekers remains a mystery as the federal government continues its silence on their whereabouts. Their vessel is believed to have been intercepted by Australian Border Protection Forces in the Indian Ocean and handed to Sri Lanka's Navy. Senator Erica Betts has told the ABC the details will be revealed in due course. The new Senate will sit for the first time tomorrow with the crossbench to hold the balance of power. Today, rallies were held across the country calling on the Senate to block the Abbott government's proposed budget cuts. The government will have to negotiate with six crossbenchers to pass key budget measures, but Tony Abbott remains confident of getting his changes through. The search for a missing man in an ultralight plane crash on the New South Wales south coast has been called off for the night. One man died in the crash when the aircraft plunged into the ocean shortly after leaving Moruya Airport around midday. The operation will resume at first light tomorrow. And the Sydney Swans have moved to the top of the AFL ladder with a comfortable win over West Coast. Adam Goods kicked three goals for the Swans on the same day he surpassed Andrew McLeod for the most AFL games played by an Indigenous player. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.